welcome to episode 105 of Madhouse Militia Presents, Activating the Clinical Tone Hole. We wish to give thanks to the following people for helping make the show go, such as Dwight the Janitor, Wasted Memory for RogueServer.com, and his Mumble server, which we use each week, at RogueServer.com/AKSPA at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Friday nights. That's where we do our live show. We wish to thank Dragomir for the Corndown at Corndown.com. We also wish to thank our patrons such as Brian N., Mig Chungus, Jayad, Ryan T., Travis B., Goldrust, Gordo, Parkman, Crispy808, MST3Clay, Fancy Pants, Anonymous, Mr. Turbois, Phone Losers of America, Benjamin, Despicable Dogs, Big Boy Farts 666, Jesus Penus, and Turbo the High Level Squirrel. Thank you to everyone for supporting the show. You can find out more at immoralhole.com. You can find our Patreon at patreon.com/madhousemilitia. You can find our YouTube at Madhouse Militia and our TikTok at immoralhole. You can find our archives at travelswithmiriam.com. If you wish to contribute to the show, you can visit immoralhole.com/show/contribute.
On fire with the dookie, hitting it from the hairline at the party. Someone took his shit in the microwave.
Your call has been.
What school? How can I help?
Hi. Hello? This is the hotel right next to the fields, right?
Right next to the Legion.
Like there's fields, like there's tall grass and fields, right?
Yes.
And you guys have the donkey?
I do, sorry?
Somebody has a donkey in the field, right?
No.
Oh, then why did my friend tell me that when he went to your hotel, he smacked that ass?
I have no idea. Are you talking about the
can I come and smack your ass then?
Who is this? Yes, please come in and smack my ass.
My name is Gerber.
Hey, Gerber, you want to smack my ass?
Yeah, I want you to bend over in front of me and I'm going to smack your little bubble butt.
Sure.
Put Vaseline and
dude,
baby
I'm
oil on my hand.
Please come on in and do that.
What happened?
Some fucking idiot. Don't worry. Yes.
Hey, wife. I'm not a fucking idiot. Who's that lady? What is she doing here? It's me and you two.
Well, doesn't she actually like, you know, sounds like your mom? And I'm fucking your mom? And I'm...
Oh, yeah. Like my mom? My mom's there with you?
Hi, yeah. I'm outside here.
Fuck me.
There's a man here, he's trying to get me to do things with him. He said he works
please.
For you.
Dude,
I need help. Can you give me a call back
now.
If he's possible? Oh!
Hello?
Hello? Oh, God. Oh! What's that? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what is this thing out here?
Hey?
It's got my boot! What's this thing? Is it trying to eat me?
Where are you?
I'm out here by the green. Oh.
Where the green what?
It's eating me.
Hello.
Yeah, the green tree here. By the pines and the water, and it's trying to eat me.
Well, maybe it will eat you.
Help!
Who are you calling?
The Johnstowns.
For what?
Oh, I was staying with you.
Staying with me?
Yeah, my boot. He's got my boot.
Ooh.
Said he works for you. got my boot.
What are you talking about?
Is his name Terry?
Hello?
Our soul Terry?
No, it's Terry, but
Daddy
it's Mucky. Terry Mucky
his
Shoot.
His name is Terry Mucky.
No, he's Terry the Terrier. He's a dog.
He's not a Terry, he's a human. Where are you?
What are you talking about?
I'm
we're
walking
at the Center
down.
For Talking Dogs.
Where are you?
I told you, the Center for Talking Dogs.
Where? Well, you keep talking to the dog there.
Okay, put your wife on the phone.
Bridgewater.
Hello.
Hello. What can I do for
Teddy.
You, sir? Hello?
Teddy Maka, Moshara. Hello? Huh?
What can I do for you, sir?
Hello? Who's there?
Hello.
I'm pulling my pants down right now if you don't talk. Talk to me. Yep.
What can
there
I do
go.
For you, sir?
Yep, and there it is. I'm going to begin the touching. Yes. Oh.
Mr. Silverstein.
Oh, worry.
Mr. Silverstein,
don't worry.
I told you. Hey.
I'll be done in a sec. Yes.
I told you not to use the phone. Go back to your room.
Yeah, it must be a joke.
Okay.
Go back. I told you not to expose yourself to the residents
here.
Here
comes the sun, little.
Bruce Peachen speaking.
Hi, yeah, I have a question regarding your bed and breakfast machine.
What do you mean?
Oh, like when I get there, can I turn on the light and use the light beam to activate my rocks in the room? Because I, you know, the eclipse, it happened, and I managed to charge my rocks, and I've been driving back up here, and I just need to, you know, stay for a little while, and I need to activate them, though. They need to be activated, because the eclipse just charged them, but I need them activated. That'll make it so I can, you know, return home.
None of what you're saying is making sense.
Well, no, see, I got the rocks. Oh, yeah, I just had this question, like, would it be all right if I used the light in the room to activate things?
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no light in the room of any of the rooms.
Oh, you
I've
don't
cleaned
have any,
them.
There's no lamps. There's no lights. Like, yeah, there's no switch to turn on the light and so you can see at night or no? Are you use candles there?
No, you're not making any sense.
But how do you light up the room? Like if it's nighttime, I go in the room. Like what do I turn on to make it, you know, so I can see?
Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from my cell phone.
Alf.
Yeah, let me put my brother on.
Who are you talking to?
Because I don't think I'm supposed to be on the phone about talking about the rocks. Here.
Hello?
Evening, Noble Speakers. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm
hello?
Looking for Sugma.
Pardon?
I was looking for a man named Sugma.
I don't know. You're calling Noble Suisse Hotel in Brockville, so obviously you must have the wrong number.
No, there's a man there named Sugma. There's also a man there named Sagandi.
I by law, I cannot reveal who stays here, and I don't have a telephone system, so if you need to get in touch with
I'm not asking you to reveal anything. I'm just telling you there's a man there named Sugma, a man there named Sagandi, and Sagandi's out there for an operation on, he has Ligma.
Listen, let me call
Sagandi's wife's name is Candice.
Wait a second, I don't, just let me call up my reservations here, this is on you.
No, fine, they like to listen to Imagine Dragons.
Second, let me just.
And their favorite show is Dragon Ball Z.
What is the name you're talking about again? What's the name of these people you're saying?
Sagandi?
I don't have anybody by that name staying here.
Oh, you know why? Excuse me, sir?
Yes. Like I told you,
you know why?
I just said I don't have anybody by that name staying here.
Because he's Sagandi's nut. Ha.
Ha ha ha. You got caught, Joe.
Fucking
idiot.
Sucking on
these nuts now. Get it? Is Anita?
Evening. Thanks for calling Comfort and Rockville. Our goal is to always exceed your expectations. My name's Catherine. How may I assist you today?
Do you guys have cable?
Hello?
You heard me. I said, do you guys have cable?
Basic cable, yeah.
Do you guys play Dragon Ball Z?
We don't get that channel.
God, here, talk to my husband, Elasma.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Well, what was my husband talking to you about?
He was asking if we have cable.
Oh, he just needs a cable, you know. He means for wrapping things up.
Like,
you know, for protection.
Yeah, he needs to wrap a cable around the thing.
Tripping. She's tripping.
Let me put my brother out here. You just talk to her.
Yeah, we're trying to problem solve. We're kind of a think tank. Do you know when you get the newspaper at home and that plastic bag on it that they put on it when it rains? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Do you think that would work in lieu of a condom? Like if I used the bag and put... Hello?
Unlikely.
Did you? Well, there is a rubber band. I could use the rubber band to secure it.
So are you?
Is anybody there with any medical? Well, we have a lot of questions, and one of them is alternate means of contraception. Possibly with the newspaper
cover. Okay, this is a hotel, and I have no idea about alternate means of contraceptive.
You
this
should.
Is a hotel.
Because a lot of people are having sex there.
Have you figured out the issue?
Oh, that's not my problem.
A lot of people are having sex there. You should have that information available to them. Yes, I caught you. What'd you say?
There is internet.
Oh, but isn't it blocked? Like, you can't search for the dirty sites? Like, what if they need help knowing how to do it?
I don't know, but this has nothing to do with the hotel, so I have to let you go. I have guests to deal with.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, my balls are really itchy. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we want to go over there.
Which room?
The big room?
Hello?
Big room.
Huh?
The big room.
Which room?
Big one, big.
I don't know which room. Where are you calling
I
from?
Want that big room. What are you? Come on, man. What are you? You need to listen.
Okay. Yes, now I listen. Okay. Go ahead.
Can we have the room with the free
tortillas, please? There was an advertisement. It said rent a room and get 8 free tortillas. Sorry?
Okay.
There was
How many promotion?
It said promotion. Rent one room. Why are you talking over me? I'm trying to... Yeah. It said rent
one
room.
We want a room with 2 men and 1 bed.
Okay.
And 8 tortillas. Yeah.
Can we do that or no? Are you going to judge us?
How much time?
Tortillas.
Huh?
Tortillas.
Tortillas? I don't understand the question. Huh?
God damn it, Napoleon. Make yourself a damn quesadilla. Don't you? No?
Pinche maricón cabrón de mierda.
Oh, shit.
Huh? Mexican chili. Hello?
Good evening, Robbie's Motel.
Hi, yeah, we had an accident in the room. We got Mexican chili all over the floor. It's all over the bed. It's all over the ceiling.
What happened?
It's not diarrhea.
What room are you in?
Well, the one near the office. We were put in here a couple days ago. We've been making things in the room, you know, food. I don't know if you smelled some of the things. Some of it was good. But then we spilled the Mexican chili everywhere.
Which room number?
Two.
Which motel you stayed? Blue Jay?
Robin. Robin's.
Room number 7?
Yeah.
Rockin' Robin, yeah.
Yeah, we're over here in 7, yeah. The chili went everywhere. What are we supposed to do to get it off the ceiling? Because we had a problem with mustard the other day. The mustard was spraying everywhere. My son,
no,
he got
a
whole big box. Got a big
it
box
must be
of
a different,
mustard.
A different motel, probably. You're talking different. We didn't see anything.
No, we're here at Robin's Motel. Or 17? 7?
17. I don't have room.
Well,
17.
11. 11 plus 7 is 18, but that doesn't sound right either. Maybe it was room 10? Well,
just
my wife set it up, and she locked us in here. We don't have the keys to get out. We can't leave. That's why we're having such a situation, you see. Otherwise, I would have gone out and gotten cleaning supplies myself and fixed this issue, but she locked us in
here. One second.
Let me check it
out. Okay. Let me check it out.
All right.
Okay, so you said a couple of days ago. What's your name, sir?
Oh, it's Johnson. Big Johnson. Big Harry Johnson. Nice to meet you.
I think you're talking about a different motel. I don't have in my...
Well, we were at the Blue Jay, and he kicked us out. You know, that guy over there? He's a real motherfucker, you know?
I think you talk in a different motel after that, because I don't have your name registered in my motel.
Bastard.
Don't get me started with the Parkside. There it threw us out. Next, you know, down the road there.
I don't know, but I don't have your name registered here, so it must be a different motel then.
Oh, no, my wife set it up, though. She has a different
name. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I don't have your name or your wife's name here registered, so it must be a different motel.
Her name's different. Her name is Chutia.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, no, that's her name. It's Chutia.
I don't have the name either higher. An assistant.
Maybe it's under her maiden name, Banchod.
No, that name is not
here. You have that name?
Oh, maybe I do have the wrong motel.
Yeah, because I don't have any of this name, sir. Sorry.
What about lovely sister? You have your lovely sister there for me to hug and kiss and touch?
I don't have that name either, sir.
Please hear everybody.
Thank you for calling Motor 6 Peterborough.
Hi. I had a situation... out here in the parking lot.
Okay, what happened?
A man, he came up to me, he said he was selling tacos, and then he pulled a taco out of his pant leg
and started force feeding it to me. And he said he worked at the hardware store next door.
Sorry, are you actually calling to Motel 6?
Yeah, yeah. And he's forcing tacos on everyone out here.
Like in the parking lot?
Yeah. He's sticking them in people's mouths. No, don't put them in my mouth.
Open the mouth. Open the mouth.
No.
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 Come on, open.
No.
Eat the taco, man. Clean the taco. Fucking eat the fuck taco, man. Come on, man. Eat it. Hello?
Hello?
Who is this and who is the man king to? Because I gave him a taco.
Who is this?
My name is Taco. Bueno. Hello, buenas noches.
Buenas tardes.
He's sticking banana peppers in my ass. Hello?
Put in the taco.
Yes. Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I can now. How may I help you?
Okay, good. Yeah, we have a little situation brewing in the room here.
Which room?
Oh, it's the room, the top room, on the corner there.
And what's the number?
Oh, a zero?
Thank you for calling the Comfort Hotel in Fleet in Peterborough. Alice speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, how are you doing, ma'am?
Good, and you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fabulous. Listen, I got a little situation in the room. My boyfriend stepped on my balls. And now my voice is
stuck
like
this. It was an accident. It was an accident, huh?
Okay, and how can I help you?
I don't know. How can you help? How do you deflate these things?
Boy.
Wait, no, they are deflated. How do you re-inflate them?
Put the hose up your testicles.
You are aware this is a hotel, right?
Oh, I thought this was a clinic.
You thought this was a what, sorry?
A clinic!
No, this is a hotel.
Oh!
We thought this was the Magical Kingdom Clinic.
Here.
Okay.
Talk to my boyfriend! I gotta figure out a way to fix this.
You wanna go do it in the house?
Alright, well, best of luck finding
come
a clinic.
Come on, let's come.
Have a nice night.
Ha ha!
Okay, well, you have a lovely day.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye!
Do you want to go goon in the house?
Good evening, Nathan Lindsay. How can I help you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how can I help you?
What is this?
This is the
what
hotel.
What is this?
This is a hotel. How can I help you?
Yes, hello? I would like the Chutia suite. Yeah, I think the Chutia suite, please.
Sorry, you got a wrong number. There's no suite here.
What?
You got a wrong number.
Can I have the Maru suite?
Sorry,
the Maru room?
You got a wrong number.
It's called... No, it's called the London Le Maru room. I see it on the website.
You got a wrong number, my friend, okay? We don't have that room.
No, I don't. I don't like being talked to that way.
I said we don't have that room. Okay, thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, but why are you being bantered? Why?
Sorry, what is it?
Why are you being a bantered? Why?
Hello?
Hi, this is the front desk. You come over here, please.
I beg your pardon?
Can you come to the front desk?
No.
Why not?
Sorry.
We need you to come over here. We had a complaint.
About what?
Well, that people keep hearing noises coming from your room, and I didn't really want to talk over the phone. I wanted to come tell you face-to-face, you know, very personal stuff, and I would appreciate if you just came to the front desk, please.
Hello? Good evening, Taj Hotel.
Hello?
Hi, Guru.
Hello?
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 Hello, good evening, Tiara Motel.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Oh, good. Yes, yes. We've got a situation out here. There's a guy, he's got his pants down. He says he's the taco man. And he's trying to shove tacos down people's throats. And he says he works for you.
Hey, come on, man. Get a taco.
I don't want it, man. Go away.
Oh, come on, man.
Can you talk to him? Because I don't think he works for you. It seems really weird.
I'm working for them. I'm working for them, man. Come on.
No, I don't want to.
Hello?
I don't want it.
Open your mouth.
Oh, no. No.
Open.
No. Well, it was a...
Hello, Fendelini. Thank you.
Hi, yeah, there's a guy out here. He says he works for you. He has towels. He said he's the towel man, and but he has like this big windowless van, and he's trying to get us to like take a look at, you know, the towels, I guess. And he said he works for you though. Like I needed more towels. That's why I went outside, because I was gonna come down to you and see if you had towels. But you know, if he's gonna offer me towels, I just want to make sure this is, you know, legit and not some sort of, you know, situation that would put me in lots of trouble, you know? Do you know?
You are staying here?
Yeah, yeah. I was coming down to get more towels. But this guy, he said, oh, come over here. Come over here. I have towels over here. But he's got, like, a windowless van. I'm kind of worried he's going to, like, you know, take me or something.
Hey, man, you need towels?
Yeah, I need towels. Yeah, how many towels you got, man?
Got a lot of clean towels, but you gotta come get them in the van.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second. Ma'am.
Which room you staying?
Oh, I'm staying with my wife. I don't have the key card. She's out with another guy right now. She's getting drunk with him because she's having a baby with him. I'm not even married to her. I'm just, you know, common law. Like, you know, we live together, and it's just, you know.
No,
and
but which room
she comes
you staying
here? Oh, I don't know. She had the key. I left the room, and I don't remember which door I left. I have no idea.
Oh, so...
I've been drinking, too, because, you know, we're making a drunk baby. A drunk toilet baby.
I got a beer in my van, too. Come on, you want
you got beer,
man? Come on.
This is getting better and better. Listen, ma'am,
but
does
he where
work
are you
for
right
you?
Now? You in a, right now you in a, at the like in the front door?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm out here. It's out here. The guy's got this windowless van here. He said he works for you though. He's got the towels and he's got beer.
No,
I'm gonna go with him.
Yes, I think for them.
I think I'm gonna go with
him. She doesn't know. Come get the towel and the beer.
Okay, but what's that smell?
Well, you know
nothing,
what?
Man.
We, nobody
come
was
around the van. We go.
Oh, okay, but I feel really woozy. What?
Breathe, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, the towels are really
go
nice.
To sleep.
Okay,
go to sleep.
I'm gonna sleep in here.
Go to sleep, little pendejo. Go, mimis, come with me. And I take you to the van.
Why are you taking my pants off? Where am I?
Lady, hanging up the fucking phone right now.
Where'd my underwear go?
It's okay. We. I love it.
Best Western, David speaking.
I love your pussy. Hello? Hello?
Best Western, David speaking.
Touch it! Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi! Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. I had a question about your hotel. If you had any vacancies for tonight for two men.
Let me just check and see.
Okay.
No, it looks like I'm all sold out today, but if you want, I can give you the number of the other Best Western on Memorial Avenue.
Wait, Best Western? Oh, no, that's disgusting. Ugh. Yuck. Ugh.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Ugh, it's not you, it's just the brand, you know? Ugh.
Okay, would you like a phone number for one of the other hotels in the area?
No. I'll find it myself. I obviously failed myself this time. I'm sorry.
Okay, well,
you have a
I
good night.
Apologize.
It's my fault. I'm sorry. I'm the asshole. I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay. I really do.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Thank you for calling. You too.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night. I love you.
Next to my view. Hello?
Yeah, do you guys have, like, extra towels? Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your room number, sir? What is your room
well,
number?
Well, let me tell you about this. What's the damage charge? Like, if, say, the carpet is stained?
Like, what you did, like, on a carpet?
Like, okay, well, I'll level with you. So, my teenage daughter is pissed. We're taking this family vacation because she wanted to stay at home with her boyfriend. And in retaliation, she does this at home all the time. So, like, I'm used to it. I know it's going to sound weird, but she makes herself throw up, like, on the floor and on the bedding and stuff. So, right now, she's really pissed. There's, like, puke all over the floor. So, I don't know if, like, do you guys do, like, carpet cleaning and what the charge would be for that? Or...
$250.
Because we had... Oh, shit. Okay, so we had Chipotle before this. And this is, like, very red. We had Chipotle, you know, the restaurant Chipotle. So there's,
yeah.
like, beans in the carpet, like beans mm-hmm. and red sauce, you
yeah.
know, from her vomiting.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that still $250?
Yep.
Okay. That's the max charge, though, right? So, like, if we can't get a handle on this, if she keeps barfing, it's only going to be $250.
Yeah, I can, like, what's your room number, actually?
I mean, I don't really want to say right now, just because of what's going on.
But what is the room number?
She's in the tub right now, throwing up.
But which room number?
Let me put my husband on. He's better at dealing with this. I'm kind of stressed out right now. Let me put my husband on.
Yeah, can you please
honey,
come on for a minute, please?
Honey.
Yeah.
Honey, grab the phone.
Hello?
Yes, who's there?
Oh, yes, hi, yes. I'm his brother. I'm helping
her
daughter. She's rage puking right now. The room number.
What's the room number?
See. Well, you put us by the stairs here. I don't have the details in front of me. I don't know. And I can't, I'm hard of sight. And she's really dropping a lot. It's
what's
okay,
the room
honey,
number?
Just let it go.
What's the room number?
Well, it was, she's urinating on herself too.
Hello?
Yeah, it was two. Honey, don't take the phone. No, don't take the phone. No.
What's the room number?
D-
Do you hear this?
What's
this
the room number?
This is what we're dealing with right now. We're having a parenting crisis, sir. Like,
yeah, but what's the room number? Are you staying here
Listen,
or no?
What should we do? Yes, we're staying
no, what,
here.
What's your room number, buddy?
Throw up all over. There's bark.
What is your room number?
All over.
Just like. So what's the room number?
Do you hear this?
But what's the room number, buddy?
It's like 212, I think. I'm not sure. I'd have to go outside. And she's naked throwing up in her room right now.
And now
that's why I'm asking you, what's your room number?
I can't open the door. She's naked.
Where did you call?
She's peeing.
We are at the Knight's Inn.
Yes, the Knight's Inn.
Yeah, but which room number are you staying in?
We're next to this German guy. I don't know. Let me go outside the room here real quick.
Yeah, you just come over the front desk if you are staying in the Knight's Inn. Yeah?
I'm going to see if he knows the room number. Let me knock on his door.
Hello?
Hello?
Do you know...
Hello, why are you knocking?
He's asking about the room numbers. I don't know. My daughter's in there throwing up.
Oh my goodness, I can smell it from here. That is crazy.
Wait, just put her head under the put her head in the toilet until the bubbles stop. And then when she comes to, we'll have a talk with her. But yeah, just keep her head, keep it pressed under there, under the water. No, I know she's flailing. Keep her head under. That's normal. She usually loses control of her bowels when we do.
Nice to meet you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, I'm calling because I got one of your rooms. I'm staying up here, and in the room next to me, there are many awful sounds that sound like they're retching, like the and the farting,
buddy,
and the puking noises.
Where did
sure.
you call? Where did you call me first? Did you stay in the Knight's Inn or King's Inn?
Not the Knight's Inn, yeah.
Knight's Inn where?
Well, you don't know where you are. I come all the way from Germany, call you the right hotel. You don't know where you are. I'm telling you, the guests in the room next to me, they are making the farting and the puking noises.
What's the room number?
And I cannot sleep. I think the room, their room is perhaps like 215 or 2115. I'm not sure. I'm from Germany. I'm not used to the number.
No. We don't have any room number under that name. So that's a King's Inn. You are calling on the wrong number.
Okay,
you're calling on the wrong number.
You sound like a little bit of a lazy American asshole, if you ask me. But I'm going to go next door. I'm going to knock on these doors.
You can call to the King's
Inn. And I'm beating on their doors. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to find out what these noises are.
This is Canada, dude.
Damn.
All Star Motel.
Hi, yeah, I'm trying to get in touch with my wife there. I'm not sure. Wait, what's the number? She was on the first floor, and she was alone.
Okay, well, first off, we don't have two floors. We only have one floor. We're only...
Okay, so it was the first floor, the only floor.
Okay, well, first off, what's her name?
It's Jenny. Jennifer.
Okay, what's her last name?
It's Dizzy. D-I-E-E-Z-Z-Z-Y. She's a social media influencer. You may have heard of her on YouTube. And she was on the Today Show with Regis Philbin. And Kathy
sure
Lee Gifford.
Yeah, are you sure she's in this motel? I don't have anyone with that name.
It might be under my name, which is Harry Johnson.
What? Is she...
She's not traveling with me, though. I made the booking. You may have heard of me.
Okay.
I have the largest Johnson in the industry. That's why my name is Harry Johnson. I changed my name legally about 17 years ago. After the first internet boom with my pornographies.
Okay, can I tell you something? First off, we don't take reservations, so maybe you have the wrong motel.
Oh, you don't take porno reservations. I got you. I understand. It's normal. It's normal. I've been persecuted my whole life because of the whole situation, really. And the fact that my parents named me Harry, and my last name actually is Johnson. You see.
Okay.
Hello, Milkman.
Hey. Hello.
Hi, there's a man here named Milkman. He says he works with you guys.
Who?
His Milkman? He says his name is Milkman.
Hey, I'm the Milkman. Hey. You want to buy some milk, buddy? I'm selling some milk. Would you come over here?
Do you have double Dutch oven butt milk?
Yeah, that's our favorite number one selling brand, Double Dutch butt milk, right from the milkman. Fresh. Come on over here.
Can you make
in
me
my
some?
Van. Yeah, come on over here in my van without the blenders. I'll let you sample some for free. You're all cute. What's
in the
your
van?
Name, honey? Yeah, what's your name, honey?
Candace.
Oh, Candace.
Hi, yeah, I had some questions because a guy, he pulled over. I was looking for towels, more towels, and he had a windowless van. And, well, we had a little situation here, and I went with him for a little while. And he force-fed me tacos. I'm okay. Like, nothing bad happened, but it was really a weird situation. I was just wondering if that was normal for here or not. If you could give me a call back at this number, that'd be great. That really, you know, it would help me feel... because he said he worked for you, so I don't know if that's true or not. Now I'm, recollecting, trying to figure out what exactly happened last night. But if you could give me a call back, that'd be great. Thank you so much. Bye.
Duck Mountain Motel? Duck Mountain Motel?
Hi. Hello, stupid.
Hello?
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 Hi. There's a guy out here. He's trying to take my ears.
Give me your ear.
What the fuck?
He's taking my ears. I don't want to.
Give me your ears, please.
No, you can't have my ears. Those are my ears.
Hey, Jordan.
I need you to listen.
Huh?
Give me your fucking ears right now, man. Come on.
What the fuck?
I want his ears. I'm going to eat them in my soup.
Not my ears.
Give me your fucking ears right now. I'm gonna eat that shit like a goddamn foil wrapped chicken.
No, that's my dinner.
Bend over.
Not again.
Bend over. I'm gonna give you some.
I don't know.
Not the ears. No, not the ears.
Can you feel that? Can you
feel
that?
The ears.
I'm coming.
My ears. What the fuck is that about? Well, keep on touching your ears. Okay.
You're gay.
Ears.
The fuck?
The fuck?
Who the fuck are you calling gay? Who the
pick
fuck are you calling gay,
instead of your nose.
Oh, my ears!
What'd you say?
My fucking ears!
You fucking
ears.
Heard me,
pick
don't
your
act
ears
stupid.
Instead of your nose.
The fuck? You acting stupid in front of your fucking girlfriend? What do you need your mama to have your back all the fucking time? You can't handle your problems like a real man? Pussy?
The fuck?
Hey, what are you doing to that man's ears?
You're a fuck pussy, so you don't even have anything to say because you know I'm right, bitch. Hang up the fucking phone and get back to work, motherfucker.
I don't know.
I don't know. Stupid motherfucker, you fucking idiot, son of a bitch.
Talk tough on the phone there, buddy.
If I fucking seen you, you wouldn't even want to know what I would do. You'd be in the fuck. Your dick would be in the dirt. Your dick would be in the dirt. You'd be fucking Mother Earth, bitch.
I could suck my dick, you little pussy motherfucker.
You would like that. You would like that.
Our president has a good time. He just might. I really think he's gay.
Is there a point to this?
Yep, you are.
Hey.
How should I know?
He would like that. Why is that the first thing this guy says? Why is that this big tough guy? Why is the first thing he says is to suck his dick? What does that fucking tell you about this man? He's fucking gay.
Hey.
I know who you are.
Please come to our room.
What kind of fucking grown ass man would tell another man to suck his dick? A fucking gay one, that's why. He needs to fucking hang up and get back to work.
Oh, okay.
Pick your ears, not your butt.
You didn't tell me why you were concerned. Yeah, why are you concerned?
Why are you concerned?
I don't want you to explain it to me. I never asked you to explain it to me.
My corn!
I said, why are you concerned? Are you still talking?
Why are you concerned?
I'm not yelling at you. I'm talking to you.
Why are you concerned?
Why? Why does that concern you? Why does that concern you?
Bleep, bleep.
Who cares?
Huh?
Pick your ears instead of your butt.
So why are you telling me?
Butt.
I'm concerned about a large concentration of corneas.
Why are you concerned?
I'm concerned about the calculus, so there's too much calcium in the catheter.
I want to hear why. Tell me why.
Because these stupid people are too stupid to hang up the phone.
Why?
This call may be monitored
why?
Or
yeah,
recorded
why?
For
why
training purposes.
Hi, who is this?
Hermanito.
Where did you say you were calling from?
Taco Bell.
It's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, was talking about it last week.
Like the first Elvis.
Someone did call last week about the same thing as you.
Is that the one we fucked in the ass last week?
She was the first in the family to go to university.
Noting the obsession
of
homosexual behavior.
Of course she talks about the ass. Right about the fucking ass. Not a pussy.
Man wants to suck dick and fuck man's asses. Check, check. That's like 25 points on the gaydar.
This guy's so fucking deep in the cup that he found old-ass Christmas presents.
I bet he thinks he's so, like he's just too alpha to hang up. Like, he thinks that, like, wasting his own time is basically, like, a fucking prideful
ears,
stand. Like, he's doing something, you know?
No, he's just concerned about how many gay boxes he's checked.
He's probably got a little boner right now.
Which is fine.
He
doesn't have to check all the
gay
boxes.
He's a little tough for punishment. That's why he's on the phone still.
Now, we've mentioned gay too many times. Now Milkman's here.
Hey. Did you call someone else at the same time?
No Milkman's.
Maybe
who's
they
the
can
milkman?
Be friends.
I like the Milkman's.
Love the Milkman.
You need a friend, sir?
I'm a sucky dick.
Well, no, we got lots of friends,
maybe
man.
Not that kind of friend.
on the telephone. What? I'm going to make all kinds of love to you. Virtually.
Are you guys, like, gaming or something? Like, how the fuck are you guys all on the same phone line?
I think we're all alone. Hello?
Hello?
Alasma. Alasma.
Bonjour, les amis, comment ça va? Bonjour, bonjour, les amis, comment ça va?
Hello?
Bonjour, bonjour, comment ça va?
Hello?
I'd like to reserve a room for tonight.
Who? You want what?
Did your net go down?
I feel like we're in
the young
void.
Boy?
The void.
Like Coomer and Scott.
Milkman, I want to reserve a room for tonight, please.
How many nights? Please press 5 to hold.
Okay. You provide the jar, or will you bring it?
What?
And then we got a fucking Indian man. His name is Nunu.
Ha ha.
Oh, that's that Tourette's guy. I heard of him.
Oh, really? Because I can tell you right now, my husband...
Your husband what?
Hello?
If he was
here and harassed
he's here right
me,
now,
harassed
if he was
me
mad,
on my show.
He would speak up for himself, but he's pussy. He's chicken. He's a little chicken.
He's
and
too busy holding lanterns.
He's holding something, all right.
Motherfucker, what the
this
fuck, you punk ass bitch?
Show is going.
You're
I think
gay.
We need to perform a seance. We need to
Agreed.
Revive this dead audio.
Uh-huh.
Nunu can be the sacrifice.
Alright. You fucking
calling
loser.
Call corners. This is David Hartcross, paranormal investigator.
I think Nunu
I don't know why
is probably the
thing.
Biggest pussy ever,
Aww.
Like, in the world.
Yeah,
that's
whatever.
One.
I mean, you kind of got to have a little resilience to get to be the butt of the joke that long and just hang out, man, you know?
And not say anything.
And not say nothing. I can't resist saying
I
shit.
I think that's fear.
Right?
I think that's fear. I think it goes like him just being scared of somebody finding out who he is and the fact that his main thing is Indians to kind of distract it from us finding out that he himself is an Indian.
We're going to hear your voice. We're going
to
track you down.
Do you have something against Indians?
Yeah, I can see you typing, Axla.
Do you have something against Indians?
Where are you at, Axel? No, I want to deal with you.
I'm meeting you up somewhere. We'll
I can't
see
you typing.
Yeah,
here.
We can see you typing. We can't hear you. We
I
don't know if you can hear us.
Yeah.
Hello?
Quality in front of please hold.
Hi. No, I can't. There's water on the floor. Help! No!
Let me see what they said to that.
Thank you for calling Basin and Suit, sir.
Hello? Hi. Yeah, I'm sticking my fingers inside of Canada's tone hole.
Sorry?
And it feels real good. I'm sticking my fingers in the tone hole.
You called in Basin, Yorkton.
Yeah, I'm in the room. I'm sticking my fingers inside the tone hole. And it feels really good.
Love.
It makes a noise.
Sorry if I annoy you on YouTube or whatever. I literally just try to drive engagement up.
Oh, hello. Yeah, we need to engage in the room. We're driving engagement to the hotel through social media.
We are having an engagement.
And we want to
I'm a little
gay
boy.
Just
a moment,
then. Sorry.
Okay, we're in a rush. We need a little help here, you know?
I don't think my boner will last that long.
Sorry, I have a guest right now. Can I just put on for a moment, please?
We need to have an engagement right now.
Okay, just a moment.
Run a family-owned...
...with fucking epilepsy.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
He's okay. Hello?
Hi, Bella Vista.
Hi, can you hear me?
Pardon me?
I'm from Germany. I'm staying in your hotel for the first time. I have a question for you.
Okay.
There was a man in here. He insists that I call him Daddy Fat Sacks, but he said he was, like, the bathroom attendant, and so he, like, helped me in the bathroom and all that, as a bathroom attendant does. It's my first time in America, and he helped me very good. But the question is, like, we're playing Monopoly, and there's a bit of a dispute, and so this man does work for you, yes? Try to mix up the fucking...
Good evening, thank you for calling Simon Signature.
Hello, I'd
Hi.
Like... Hi, how can I help you?
There's a German man here. There's a German man here, he has a donkey.
His name is Angus. You can pet him and you'll feed him carrot.
Okay.
He said he works for you guys,
mm-hmm.
that he brings a donkey every Friday night.
Mm-hmm. That's
it? I bring the donkey to the hotel. We do a donkey show. I sell fertilizer if you need that for donkey, but we also do donkey show.
Anything
else? Is
this
guy legit? Do you know this guy?
Why you ask if I'm legit? I'm legit. I sell donkey show for the hotel. You can see my shirt.
No, I'm not interested.
Fuck you, lady. You fucking...
You fuck you, too.
No,
you bitch, you.
Hang up the phone.
Fucking fuck you,
I said hanging
fuck.
Up the phone. Hanging up the
no.
phone now, lady.
No.
Jess, hang up now.
No.
Yes.
No.
You better listen to me. Listen to a man. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
You want to listen to a man or no?
Yeah.
My donkey very soft. You pet my donkey. I work for a hotel. There's stupid bitches on the phone. They don't know nothing. Don't listen to them.
Okay.
I'm going to make you ride the donkey.
Yeah?
Yeah. You're going to like it.
Yeah,
we are needing really fat
meow,
bitches.
Meow, meow.
Yes, we need fat bitches.
Oh,
act like animals.
So you're a
donkey.
No, meow, meow, meow.
You're a pussy cat. Give
yeah,
me the
pussy,
pussy
cat.
Come here.
Meow.
Yeah, why don't you
yeah.
bend over?
Come here.
Yeah.
Meow. What else do you want?
Come here, kitty. Come here,
kitty.
Kitty. Come here.
Yeah. Meow, meow, meow.
If you
meow,
want
meow.
Donkey and cat show,
meow.
It's gonna be extra for the donkey show.
Meow, meow. Here, little pussy. Here, little pussy.
Yeah? What do you need?
Come here, little pussy. Come here. I need your
no,
pussy.
No.
Come here.
No. Why would I?
Yes. Because
no.
you love it. You love it. You're... Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh.
You love it.
Yes. You love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What do you want?
Huh? I want you to turn around, bend over, and open.
Really? That's it?
Well, she has spoken all the secret passwords and cat, so I think we have her come to our room, and then we do the donkey show with the cat show. She pay extra. That is fine. It is all good. We call, come up. We have this party. She seems she coming up. She said all the passwords for all the things we're doing in the sexy with the hotel.
Kitty?
If you're a kitty, I'm a puppy. You sound like a cow. You sound like a cow. You go moo. Are you a big fat cow, lady?
Wee, 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 wee.
Are you a pig or a cow, lady? Which one?
Oh.
See, I won. She has to hang up now. I won because
knees
she's a pussy.
Knees weak, breathe, and heavy. There's fucking excess fat on her chest already. Pig spaghetti. She's nervous, but on the surface, I don't mean what I said about the pig stuff. You're probably beautiful. You're great. Why are you on the phone so long, though, honey? Make more barnyard noises.
Big
That's
boy
great.
Farts. Your phone's breaking up hella bad, bro. Your phone's just like cutting in and out.
Oh, how's this now? You might be clipping with the drunkenness.
It sounds like you're cutting in and out hella fuck bad.
Hello?
Like, this is how you sound. You sound like this.
Well,
when
hope
you
it
talk,
passes. Is this any
this
better?
This is how you sound when you talk.
I get you.
Like this, exactly like that.
I'm going to blame this lady being on the phone for too long.
I think she's gone.
On the holiday in downtown Dustin, this friend has
come help you. Hi, yeah, my USB cable fell off. For the internet.
I'm sorry. You're what?
I was sticking the wire in the for the internet hole. I needed the internet, so I stuck it in there, and it fell off. Like, it went shh, and there was smoke, and it poured out of the outlet. What? And now it's stuck in there.
What room are you staying in?
Well, right now I'm in the bathroom. I was trying to make it work in here, but there's no hole for the internet here.
What
so I was
room
wondering,
are
you? Well, it's the 2, I think it was 215. Or
you're calling the wrong hotel then. Have a good night.
Oh, which one? What? I didn't book the room. I usually do.
Hi, I'm calling.
Hello? Yeah, I'm in the bathroom. Hi. I'm in the bathroom and I'm having a situation. I ate food I wasn't supposed to. And now my tummy is it's pushing it out very quickly and into the wastebasket because I ran out of toilet paper. And it's clogged, and now the wastebasket is full too. Where should I place my body now that everything is full and I can't flush it?
Which room number
you have? Everywhere. Well, I don't quite remember because I've been in the bathroom all day, and that was a long time ago when I checked in.
What was your name?
Well, it's not under my name. It was under the church group that I'm with. I don't know whose name that's on there. It was the Church of the Machine.
So can you just tell me the name? Like, or else I can't do anything about
it. Well, it was Oral. Oral? Oral?
Can you spell it? Can you just spell me your name, please?
Well, it's not. That's not my name. It's their name. It's Oral. O-A-R-E-L. Oral. I think that's
we don't have anyone under that name, so it would be most probable.
Well, my name is Benjamin. It's Benjamin Chode, Chode. Ben Chode.
T-H. Benjamin, what was the name?
Benjamin Chode, Chode. Ben Chode.
Chode.
Yeah. Ben Chode. My sister's
don't have
here. Oh, my sister's here with me. Her name is Ben Kilodi.
Can you spell it?
Yes, it is B-H-E-N-K-E apostrophe L-O-D-E. L-O-R-D-E.
We can't find you. There is no one under that name too, sorry.
Let me put my brother on, because he made the booking.
Okay. Sophia's sister is over there, just had to come to the friend so they can figure it out.
Well, they're busy coming, in the bed.
Sorry?
They're in the bed together. My wife and my sister.
Yeah, just tell her to come to the friend desk.
Well, no, they're busy doing stuff. They're getting frisky in the bed.
Yeah.
They locked me in the bathroom. That's why I don't know where I am, really. I mean,
Thank you for calling reservations. This is Kathy. How can I help you today?
Ah, fuck.
Hi, Gabby. We want to get a room, me and my boyfriend, Gabby.
Honorees, let me go ahead and assist you. One moment. It's going to be for two adults.
We need a room for fucking.
We really want to fuck each other's assholes.
We do not tolerate profanity here. If you would be talking
about profanity, that's not profanity. That's love. That's love. That's love.
It's the language of love. We don't have boundaries of ass and tits and pussy and balls and dick.
May I know what's your first name so I can better assess you?
My first name is Ass, and his first name is Balls.
Thank you for that information, Ash. You do have a good name. Are you doing well today? Let me go ahead and check.
No, my boyfriend's here. Honey, can you talk to her? She's pissing me off.
Hi, hello? Hello? Hello, are you there? Hi, it's me, God. I would like to make a room booking for fucking. For two people. I'm sorry,
when
loving.
When will you be checking in and for how many nights?
Okay, it'll be March 33rd, which is 8.5 days from now. And my kids are here with us. Would you like here? Let me put my daughter on. Here, talk to the nice lady.
We want to get a room for fucking.
For this one, are you Owen the rewards member by any chance?
What?
Are you Owen the rewards member by any chance?
What the hell is she saying? All right, take the phone back. I don't want to talk to her.
Hello? No, we don't have any rewards.
She has a AAA discount.
Are you?
We need to just get the base price here. And can you just connect us to the front? We got lost in the phone tree. That's why this is such a weird phone call. I thought you were the front desk, but you're trying to make a reservation. We already have a reservation. We're already here. We have the sex fucking room. It's full of sex and fucking. And that's the problem.
For this one, while I'm checking it for you,
we're already here. We already have a problem.
We have a new offer for you.
I don't need any of that. No, that's disgusting.
No, Dad, listen. She has a new offer for you.
No, it's disgusting.
It sounds like it might be really good. I want to hear it.
AI.
For this one, I'm not receiving any valid response in the other line. I will at least call now. Thank you for calling. Have a nice day.
No. Wait.
Hello?
Yo?
Hi. You have a script when you answer the phone. Like you say, hi, my name is Mr. Ass, and I'm here at the front desk, and I'd like to shake it. Is that on your script? Because my wife, she said she called earlier, and that's what she was greeted with.
What are you talking about?
There was some man up that answered the front desk earlier, and he said, ass, and then he liked to shake his ass. And my wife went down there, and he was there, and he was shaking his ass at her. Yeah, let me put her on. Honey,
what?
Here, take the phone. It's the man at the front desk. He says he's not the guy that was shaking it. Take the phone.
Okay, all right.
Good
evening,
Service
Boss Calgary South. How can I help you?
Hello?
Get your finger out of there.
Oh,
get your finger out of there. It's stuck.
Hello?
You got your finger stuck in it, friend. Quit screaming.
Hello? Yes, we have a whole problem in here.
Hello, Madrid.
Hello?
Hi.
I was wondering if it's okay when I get there if I use the light beam. on my rocks from the eclipse, the crystals, they're all overcharged, but I gotta let them, like, you know, phase out a little bit when I'm in the room. I just want to make sure you have, like, a lamp in there that I can just put it, like, near the lamp, the light.
Yeah, it's in here.
Okay, and do you want to touch my crystal? Because they're charged with the sun, you know, the eclipse. They're all charged up now. So I can take you places, you know? We can go to the moon. You know? You just gotta blow on it a little bit.
Take me to the moon.
You know?
Womp. 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 Womp.
Costa Calgary Downtown Hotel and Suite by Upper Front Desk. How can I help you?
Hi, I just got in my room and I pulled back the sheets and there was some, like, lingerie on the bed, like women's sexy clothing. Do you know why that would be there?
Can I have the room number, sir?
215.
I'm sorry?
250.
I cannot hear you, sir. Which room number?
215.
Hello?
What 215? The fuck is your problem? Yeah.
We don't have 215, sir, in this hotel.
Oh, I'm sorry. Which I read it wrong. It's 125. It's 125. Yeah. I read it wrong. Sorry.
125?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have also 125, sir.
Yes, that's 125. We have you here, sir. How can I help you?
Yes.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Royal Hotel Calgary. I'm assist you.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm staying in one of your rooms, and I got a bit of a complaint.
Okay.
Well, listen, there's crumbs in my bed.
What's your room number?
I'm not sure. I'm in the bed right now, but I guess I got there's mayo smeared on the lamp. There's evidence of a sandwich or something in bed here because there's cheese in the ear hole of the phone. I got lettuce in my pillowcase, man. What are you going to do to rectify this?
Well, give me your room number first.
I think it was 215 or 2115. I'm not sure. I'm kind of dyslexic. I may have read it wrong.
What's your last name then?
My last name is Hardcross.
Is that the name on the reservation?
It might be. I'm not sure if they put it in mine or my producers. But yeah, we're out here to shoot a show, honestly. But there's like a lot of, there's like sandwich ingredients. Like my producer, Ted, just opened this fucking drawer and he pulled out a whole loaf of bread, but it doesn't have its plastic on it.
Yeah, it's really stale.
Yeah. Just come down to the lobby and
yeah,
we
the
can
lettuce
your...
in the pillowcase is wilted. Sorry?
Yeah, come down to the lobby and we can give you a room move.
Well, I can't do that because we got a whole production here because I got a camera crew and everything and that entails because we were doing a show here. But I was calling kind of about this complaint because the camera guy, you know, he went to the fucking bathroom and he said when he flushed the toilet, he couldn't, like, it smelled like pickle juice, and he took the lid off the tank, and it was just filled with whole dill pickles. And he thinks they're sweet pickles.
Sir, we didn't check any film crew today, so I don't know if you're calling the right hotel, or I'm not sure.
Well, I think we've already established that I am. You told me to come down, so I think you need to really come up, because this is kind of, they didn't tell you that I was coming, David Hardcross.
No, I don't see anything on the reservation. And if this is a crank call, then I think...
Yeah, but you didn't spell it right. It's not a common name. You know what I mean? It's not just...
Well, if it's,
know,
I'm saying if it's a prank call, then I think you got the wrong hotel, unfortunately.
Well, I'm not going to... I wouldn't
if
do that to you. Does people do that anymore?
If it's a prank call, what's your problem?
Yeah.
If it's a prank call, what
yeah,
are you going to do?
Yeah, that's my camera guy.
First of all, I don't see you on the reservation. So, and we never had any proof.
Well,
yeah,
first
but
of all,
you never established how you spelled it, sir.
And
sorry?
Even if it was, what are you going to do about it? You're not going to do anything about a prank call anyway.
You didn't spell it right, probably.
That's what I said. You need to come down to the lobby.
Look, I walked in here. There was mustard on the door frame when I crossed the threshold.
Yep, and whatever room number.
Someone's been making a bad sandwich in here, and it smells like rotten meat. And it's like, what's happening? It's all the prank.
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing tonight, honey?
I'm doing... How can I help you?
We got a little situation outside here. There's a guy... I came down for more towels. And he's got like a windowless van here, and he keeps saying, oh, he's got towels. But I'm a little concerned because he says he works for you, but I don't know. He does have towels. The hole inside looks like it's all towels.
Where is this at?
It's out here by the road.
You want a fucking towel, man?
Well, yeah, I want towels, but you said you work for this guy, but are you wearing, that's not the uniform, is it?
Yes, yes, I'm working right now. Come on, come to the van.
Okay, but do I have to pay him money? Do I pay him a tip? I left my wallet in the room.
No, I don't know who this person is. I'm the only one that works here.
Oh, but he said he works for you.
He does not.
It's okay. You don't have to tip me. I'll give you a little tip.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Thanks.
Thank you for calling Days Net Pocahontas. This is Kelly speaking. How can I help you?
Kelly, can I speak to the man? There's a guy there, right?
No, there is no man here.
God damn it. Well, can you come help me out?
Nope. Sorry.
You bitch.
Thank you for calling Days Inn and Pocahontas. This is Kelly speaking. How can I help you?
Kelly, do you just not like your job? Is that it? That you don't want to help people out with the things they need in the room? Should you get another job?
Something here that we don't know how to finish.
Bring
Hello?
River Lodge.
Hi, yeah, I'm starting things in the room that I don't know how to finish. I was taking a bowel movement earlier. I don't know how to make it go away. How do I make it go?
Do what?
I don't know how to make it go. Like the toilet, it doesn't want to go. It doesn't want to like take the waste away. Like I push the button and it doesn't go. Is there something special I have to do to make it go?
What room are you in?
I'm in the bathroom right now. My wife, she locked me in here because I was having trouble with my bowel movement. I'm on medication for it, and it finally let loose. Now I don't know how to make it go away, though. Is there a handle that I'm missing here? Because I don't see any way to make it go.
As far as I know, all our toilets have a handle. None of them have a button.
Yeah, I can't find the handle on it.
Mm.
It's smooth all around. Like, I put my hand on it, and it's very smooth. I don't... Is it supposed to be this way? I'm scared. I'm scared because I don't want to break anything. Hello?
It's a new stay at the Courtyard by Marriott Russellville. This is Cheryl. How can I help you?
I have a question. Maybe you can help me.
Okay.
There's something wrong with the bathroom.
Okay. Like what?
I don't know. I don't like it in there. Like, I don't like it.
Okay. What room are you in?
I just go in there.
But what room are you in? What room are you in, sir?
And then I pull down the little handle,
sir,
or do I push the button to make the toilet flush?
What room are you in?
The big room. I'm in the big room.
Uh-huh. What's the room number? What's the last name on the room?
So I'm asking you a question, please.
I'm asking you a question, too, please. I need to find out where you're
right,
at. So that's why I'm asking for the last name or the room number. We have more than just one.
I asked first, so we'll do it this way. You'll answer my question, then I'll answer yours, okay? To make it fair.
Tell me your question. I don't know. What is the problem?
What do I do now? I'm sitting down and I'm just, do I push the button or do I pull the handle down to make it go?
I'm sorry, just a minute. I'm sorry?
How do I make it go? I pulled my pants and panties down and now I push the button and flush it. How do I make it go?
You tell me what room you're in so that we can take care of it.
I don't want you to come in here while my pants are down.
Then there's nothing that I can do.
Lady, you really want to come in the room when my pants are down?
No, not particularly, but you could always pull your pants up before I come into the room.
I'm not finished. That's what I need
then
help
with. Then finish
How
and we'll deal
it
with
go?
It then. Finish and we'll
How
deal with
do
it
I
then.
Do that? What do I do? How do I do that?
Hold on a minute.
Or enjoy a beverage from our on-site bar. Our 24/7 market has everything.
Hold on, or enjoy a beverage.
Arc Hotel, how can I help you?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Well, I'm okay. My car is making a funny noise, and we're gonna try and stop in. You know, we're gonna try and stop it right there. But I just want to make sure, like, that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, because the brakes—they're not. I don't know if they're working. That's what I'm trying to say. So we tried, you know, doing it one way, and then we did another way, and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't go right. And so I'm not really
sure.
I'm sorry,
so what are you asking me, exactly?
Oh, well, I'm here with my wife. Here.
Hi. I am a little bit intoxicated, and I may have done a little bit of drugs. I'm going to flip a Yui right now, and...
I have a feeling that our business has already concluded for the night.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Shit.
The person All you're right. trying to reach is not available. At the tone,
okay.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hold on.
Milkman, you want to take us out of here?
Yes.
Spin us around in our teacups and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you have it, kids, friends, family, all you horse machines, my beloved family. You know what? Our Madhouse Militia family is on a journey together. Together, we can overcome all adversity, pain, and fear and anger in our world, learning that laughing at our problems melts away the grief of our troubles. So we find that our strength is the power of laughter, kindness, and joy. We're learning that the differences are trivial, and we're all really more alike than different. We're healing our collective souls with the magical power of laughter right here on the Madhouse Militia Show every week, Friday at 10 p.m., right here in your earballs. And just as a reminder, I want to thank everybody that offered up prayers and good wishes for Mama Milk. Mama Milk is out of the hospital, and she's kicking booty. That's right. Orshkak. The Madhouse Militia is saving the world one laugh at a time. We're dropping the dimes.
Yay,
yes, sir. Thank you for your good wishes. That's right, because we've been dropping the dimes. We don't ask that you give us a time. Better yet, bring a friend or an enemy. Either one is welcome right here in the Mad Lash, because we got all kinds of room right here in this crazy militia world family, spreading all across the globe, spreading the love and the kindness of our dear leader, the Hermanito with the golden headphones up in heaven, inspiring us all to more and more laughter and spreading the joy and eliminating all these crazy problems in the real life and right here in the real life inside this gigantic El Marco de la Madre flying across the sky. Y'all, welcome back, and we'll see you on our next trip. We pass through all fist held high from Madhouse Militia Machine. Couldn't do without my dear brother Axel. Thank you so much, dear Axel, for helping me carry this gigantic torch forward to light the world up with laughter and kindness. Thank you so much, brother. And thank you all, my dear militia family, beloved. I love you.
And thank you to Wasted Memory for RogueServer.com, where we broadcast every week. Thank you for the Mumble server and everything that actually works correctly.
Sexy.
You know.
Wasted Machine.
Can't do it without
sexy.
You. So.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think that's it. Carlito Cross. Motherfucker, you. It. And I touched it, and it felt real good. Motherfucker, you. Carlito Cross, king of the madhouse, gone too soon, motherfucker, you.
Thank you. You just called me. Who is this?
Yes, hi. This is the Kenosha Lodge. You just called me. You said you have an issue.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to elaborate?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, ma'am. It must be a wrong number because I just got a scam likely guy.
Okay, so you're not looking for lodging tonight.
What number?
Okay, have a good night, sir.
What number?
Sir, you just called me.
Uh-huh.
We're a lodge. We rent rooms. If you don't need a lodge, if you don't need a room tonight, then our business is concluded. Thank you. Have a good night.
What number just called you?